Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Everybody tries to kill their sibling. Everybody does it, right? Totally normal. Jeff was horrified the other day to hear our stories of attempted sibling murder from growing up the other day. So please, can you explain to him as an only child that this is not all that rare?
Like, I thought when these stories came up, I thought it would be like, oh, okay, Jen, how did you almost kill, you know, your brother Matt? And I thought it would be like, I pushed him over in the sandbox. But it's legit. If you were watching SVU, they would charge you with attempted murder.
Definitely.
Yeah. Morgan in Noonan, is this true? Yes.
It is true. At one point, my mom called me trying to hit my brother with a wrench, actually, in the face.
Well, did you get him?
The hatred is totally real.
What did he do?
He was trying to back away. We were actually in the back of a car, and my parents were looking at a new house, and she saw through the window. he was bigger than me, so he was getting away from me. But my dad yanked me out of the car so fast, and stopped it. But I did. Like, the hatred is totally real.
And I'm guessing he deserved it.
Yeah, of course he deserved it. Of course. You know, he's the older one, so he always picked on me. So it was like, you know, I saw the wrench, and it was my only line of defense.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Oh, see? Totally normal. 404-263-0941. If you actually attempted to murder your sibling.
The Facebook page lit up when Kelly posted this yesterday.
The comments on social media are bringing back memories.
Really?
Donna Carden said, my mom and dad came home to my oldest brother tying my younger brother to a tree with a pile of wood at his feet, and he was trying to strike a match.
So, like, burning him, like old school, like, who is it, Joan of Arc or whatever style.
This one's great too. Trish Buchanan said, I put my brother in a Christmas tree box, I taped it shut, and I rolled him down the stairs.
But this isn't like a dare, like, hey, I dare you to put me in this box and roll me down the stairs. This is I hate my brother and I would like to hurt him.
This is like, you have been annoying me for so long, I am getting rid of you for good.
Beverly in Norcross.
I pushed my brother out of a car, a moving car.
Oh, no!
We were in a pickup truck, and it was his turn to ride in the middle, and he rode on the outside, and we were almost to our house, but the car was moving, and I opened the door and pushed him out.
Take that for taking my spot.
Yep, exactly.
He really is okay,
though. He didn't
try
it again. He did. Yeah, he was fine. He didn't get hurt. A few scratches. I, of course, wasn't okay when my dad got a hold of me, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's totally fine. I mean, one leg is 4 inches shorter than the other, and he wets his pants every time somebody starts the microwave. But other than that, totally good.
Oh, the biggest fight as siblings in a car was stop looking out my window. That was the biggest fight. And I would just slam my brother's head into the window. Like, look out your window. My window.
JP, you said your sisters, one or both of them, tried to murder you.
Over a hot dog.
What'd you do?
It was the last hot dog. And we were fighting. My dad says, oh, well, why don't you two just fight to the death over it? And handed both of us knives. And I handed my knife back to my dad immediately. The other knife from my sister got clutched in her hand. She started to move towards me.
She chased you with it?
My dad shut it down real quick. But for about 3-4 seconds, I might not be talking to you right now.
He thought it was a funny joke. He's like, oh. I gotta give them each knives, and they'll have a sword fight over it. And then his sister's really like, "This is my chance. Dad just gave me permission to kill JP."
She's like, "Then I can blame it on Dad."
Anita in Lawrenceville.
Good morning.
So, who did you try to kill?
I put my younger brother in the trunk of my mom's car and closed the lid.
Oh man, that'll show him. How long was he in there?
Oh, not long. I was already kind of resentful of him because he was born on December 21st. And so I was the baby of the family up until then. I was 4, almost 5, and we had to delay Christmas because my mom was in the hospital after having him. So, you know, we didn't get off on a good foot from the get-go, but we're great now.
You're good now. He survived the car incident.
And how old were you? You were 4 when he was born. How old were you when you tried to kill him?
He was probably about 3, I would say. Okay. So,
36.
You know, I was like 7.
Yeah, 36 months of him ruining her.
So are you feeling like I'm a little bit more normal?
No, I'm frightened of everyone right now. You and everybody. This is horrifying.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
These calls are horrifying. In your story, Jen, Olivia in Woodstock.
So y'all know those 3-wick candles attached to the glass plate that are like huge, like 15 pounds?
Girl, love those.
I threw one at my brother from about 15 feet away at his head.
Oh,
and he passed
no.
out and got a concussion.
Oh no! Was it burning?
He had it coming.
Wait!
Though. He had it coming.
What kind of stupid question is that?
Was it burning?
It was a 15-pound piece of glass and wax that she threw across the room.
And he got a concussion.
And she knocked him unconscious. And you're worried about, like, well, did he get a little wax on his shirt?
I'm just wondering.
I have to use the resources at which I have available.
Oh, wow.
She said he deserved it. What'd he do, Olivia?
He wouldn't let me sit in the room and watch TV with him and his friend. I was just sitting there minding my own business. And he was just railing me. Just all insecurities that I had was jabbing.
Yeah, well, one of them's insecurities was not throws like a girl after that. Wow. Stacy and Jefferson, these calls are getting more and more horrific.
Yes. My sister, for some reason, she was about 10 years old, decided to come after me with a knife. And the closest thing I had was a golf club. So I literally knocked her in the head. She fell like a sack of potatoes. I thought she was dead. She stumbled to her room, locked her door,
and
would not answer for about an hour.
Oh,
and
no.
I was convinced she was dead. It was horrible. So, but obviously she's fine. But it was bad.
She's fine. We laugh about it over Christmas.
She's fine. She just eats potatoes like apples and French kisses grandma. But other than that, weird thing. Kimberly and Marietta.
So my brother actually tried to kill me when he was 4 and I was about 2, and he opened a bunch of cold medicine that had the capsules, and he told me they were sprinkles, and he fed them to me.
No.
And I actually had to go to the hospital. I got admitted to the hospital and had to get my stomach pumped twice.
Oh, Kimberly. He really did almost murder you.
Yeah, he really tried.
He's a 4-year-old.
Do you still love him now?
Oh, yeah. I've forgiven him.
See,
oh, my
that's
God.
How it works with siblings.
Brooke and Bethlehem, stop the madness, please.
Yes, I was probably about 12, and apparently me and my friends were playing hide-and-seek with my little sister, who was 10 years younger than me, Lauren, and apparently I put her in the dryer. Not sure if I turned it on or not. Mom told me I did, but, yeah, she's still alive. She's doing well.
She get first, second degree burns in there.
She's my fluffiest sibling.
Smells great.
Yeah, and no static cling issues ever. Okay, Brianna.
Hi, I'm calling. I burned my brother on the stove.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, no, on purpose?
Wow. Well, yeah, he was bothering me, and he was just leaning on the stove, so I turned the stove on. It was an electric stove, so it didn't heat up quick.
Look at her justify it. She's like, I mean, it wasn't gas or something. You didn't torch him immediately. You could feel it warming
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we have to continue this conversation on Facebook, so the calls literally will not stop.
Oh,
like, the phones will not. Every single sibling has tried to murder their brother
mm-hmm.
or sister.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, Jen, I think you tell your story as
okay.
the very first What the Florida story, because if I'm not mistaken, your attempted murder happened in the great state of Florida.
Absolutely. And it happened with a pool float. So,
okay.
so
the very
it worked
first
out
story.
Perfectly.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.